This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fourth week of middle summer. Deep in July, the tide of summer reaches as far north as it can go, then starts to slip away back toward the Gulf of Mexico. The rate of advance or retreat varies with each year, but the balance has always shifted by the middle of the year's seventh month. The day's length becomes 1 to 2 minutes shorter every 24 hours, and the countryside responds with changing color and sound. At the start of summer ebb tide, the land is on the early side of cicada song, and fireflies are still vigorous. Woolly bear caterpillars and Japanese beetles become more common. Thistle down unravels more dramatically when summer's tide has turned. Seed pods form on trumpet creepers. Catalpa beans are fat and long. Farmers and gardeners now count the days. 60 to 90 frost-free mornings remain in the season, in about 3 months of growing weather for cool weather crops like cabbages and kale and collards and beets and turnips and carrots. Out in the field, the second cut of alfalfa is well underway. The wheat harvest is nearly over. Summer apples are coming in, blueberries and elderberries are ripening, and peaches are sweet and warm. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fifth week of middle summer. In the meantime, go out into the high tide of the year and wade along its shore.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.